This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked 100 days since Hamas launched a terrorist attack into southern Israel. The Jewish state responded with a military operation in Gaza that's still ongoing. VOA's Veronica Bodaris Iglesias.
Demonstrations in Rome, London, and Washington over the weekend also demanded an end to the war. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not bowing to public pressure.
At this moment, comes first is to cover the expenses of the war and to allow us to conduct the war in the coming year and complete it, including the elimination of Hamas, including the return of our hostages.
On Saturday, Osama Hamdan, a senior official with Hamas, which is a U.S. designated terror group, said the captives are being taken care of. He also referred to a deal that Israel said it had brokered with Qatar to deliver medicines for the hostages. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
China's foreign minister Wang Yi on Sunday called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and to ensure the delivery of humanitarian aid to Palestinians in the war-wrecked strip. VOA's Kim Lewis.
Wang called for an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire, the release of hostages and detainees on both sides, the implementation of United Nations resolutions, and the establishment of humanitarian aid mechanisms. Wang also says they are following closely developments in the Red Sea. Separately, the foreign minister said, quote, Taiwan has never been a country, it was not in the past, and it will never be in the future, unquote. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's presidential chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, said on Sunday it was important for China to be at the table in discussions over the peace formula process aimed at ending the war with its neighbor Russia.
Here, there is not the representative of China. We invited. We will continue to invite.
Yermak at a meeting of national security advisors in Davos on Sunday. He said nobody had asked him about any compromise over territory during Sunday's national security advisors meeting, which involved more than 80 participants from countries and international organizations. A war of words erupted the day after Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary elections, with Taiwan on Sunday accusing China of making fallacious comments and China criticizing the U.S. for congratulating the winner. The verbal sparring highlighted the seemingly intractable divide over Taiwan's fate, a major flashpoint in U.S.-China relations that risk leading to an actual war in the future. North Korea on Monday said it flight tested a new solid fuel intermediate range missile tipped with a hypersonic warhead as it pursues more powerful, harder to detect weapons designed to strike remote U.S. targets in the region. Report by North Korea's state media came a day after the South Korean and Japanese militaries detected the launch from a site near the North Korean capital in what was the North's first ballistic test of 2024. Sub-zero temperatures in the state of Iowa, along with piles of accumulated snow, will be a challenge for voters planning to attend Monday night's first-in-the-nation presidential vote. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Unfortunately,
extra crews have been brought in to help clear away ice and snow, but there's nothing they can do about the bone-chilling cold, with wind chills as low as minus 30 degrees.
They say you're very hardy people.
Former President Trump at a campaign stop urging supporters,
just get out and vote.
His earlier weekend events were canceled, while Nikki Haley and Governor Ron DeSantis did their best to reach voters. Longtime Iowa resident Sandy Hoffman.
It's the worst weather ever.
Will that lead her to skip the caucuses?
No, I'll be there.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on NBC's Meet the Press is confident turnout will be strong.
Bundle up, wear your Carhartts and your coveralls, your insulated boots.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Climate conflict, a divided world, and the rise of artificial intelligence round out to a to-do list of global priorities at this year's edition of the World Economic Forum's Business, Political, and Other Elites in Davos, Switzerland. Over 60 heads of state and government, including Israeli President Isaac Herzog and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, will be heading to town to hold both public appearances and closed-door talks. They'll be among more than 2,800 attendees as well. I'm Tommy McNeil.